This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Jenny Witte. You're a college athlete. Your eligibility is up, and you're not good enough to play professionally. Time to find a job, right? For some college athletes, they've found a way to transition into another sport, like NASCAR racing. As KCUR's Greg Eklund explains, some of those ex-collegians passed through Kansas City over the weekend.
Hit it! Meet Alan Stallings, a rear tire carrier in the pit crew of NASCAR Sprint Cup driver Chase Elliott. Stallings used to be a football player at Greensboro College, a Division III school in North Carolina.
I went from middle linebacker to being in NASCAR.
For a series of stops at about 11 seconds each, Stallings needs to be on top of his game.
It takes strength, but it's more of a precision, you know, strength and precision, because you have to be able to carry and run, you know, with the tires and handle the tires, and the tires are about 75 pounds.
The latest stop on the NASCAR circuit took place at Kansas Speedway over the past weekend, and Chase Elliott was among the drivers involved in the chase for the championship. Just like football teams, the pit crew has a head coach. For Stallings, it's Chris Berkey, or in his words, Coach Berkey.
Us being the head coach, they call us coach, you know, and being a baseball player, football player, wrestler, whatever that might be, we coordinate everything just like a coach does.
Berkey says he looks for athletes who want a new challenge after wrapping up their collegiate careers, but Berkey says not all athletes have what it takes, especially at this time of the year when everything intensifies for the teams in the chase.
You know, like any other sport, it's mental toughness, I think, number one. You got to be able to, you're going to go out and things are going to go bad. It's how can you recover from that, you know, especially in racing, especially being a tire changer, a lot like quarterback. You throw an interception, you got to get right back out there and compete and do it again.
Stallings says Berkey contacted him about a pit crew tryout based on his football background.
I was never in a NASCAR. I never watched a race. And I asked him, I was like, you know, I don't really know anything about cars. So why would I be on a pit crew? I don't know anything about a car. He's like, well, that's what we want. So we can teach you exactly what to do, how to do it. We teach you the Hendrick way.
The athletes come from all over. One of Stallings' pit crew teammates played football at UNLV. And it isn't just football. Brian Holland was a hockey goaltender at Nebraska Omaha before he became a tire changer.
You know, some things that we're constantly focusing on is our tire changing. Or tire changers being square to the car or square to the wheel in order to hit lug nuts in a square position. Well, that, for goalie, you have to be square to the puck at all times. So I think that helped. And then obviously the hand-eye coordination.
After 8 years as a tire changer, Holland was hired away from the Rick Hendrick Racing team and was elevated to be a pit crew coach for the Roger Penske team. He says he feels more secure in his position as a coach.
It can be really cutthroat. You know, you look at it, and I don't think the fans understand the pressure that can be on some of these guys, and especially the tire changers. I mean, you're literally one stop, one bad race away from losing all of your income.
To help his guys keep their jobs and perform at the highest level, Holland studies videotape. Not after the competition, like other sports, but during the race in his pit crew area to analyze each stop as the team looks ahead to the next one.
You've got two tire changers that you're looking at how their lug nut accuracy. Did they miss any lug nuts? You know, obviously the less misses, the faster the pit stop. Our goals are really, you know, when I started in the sport, you could miss one or two lug nuts, but now the top teams out there, the top tire changers, they don't miss at all.
So how does that translate to time?
Each lug nut miss costs 0.3 seconds, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you add up all those tenths and you're competing against 40 other pit crews out there, every tenth matters. Every hundredth matters.
Consider this. Denny Hamlin won this year's Daytona 500 by 1/100th of a second. Trying to be so precise with the clock builds tension, and that's where Dr. Jack Stark comes in. He's the Hendrick team psychologist and tries to keep everyone relaxed.
We're spending more time with pit crew guys in terms of recruiting them, paying them large sums of money. Some of these guys make $150,000, $60,000 a year.
But paying six figures is worth it to the top racing teams who rake in millions of dollars during a championship season. For its part, NASCAR is directly reaching out to college athletes. Tryouts took place on six college campuses this year, as part of its Drive for Diversity development program. The ones who made an impression were invited to a NASCAR Combine outside Charlotte. 9 former athletes were selected, including 3 former football players with the Kansas Jayhawks. They're now in a training program, but in a few years, they might be on a pit crew at Kansas Speedway. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.